In your entire career, is there that one story, whether it's a scary one, whether it's a heartwarming one, that just pops out that you just can't forget?
You know, I actually had one that shocked me, which, believe it or not...
You?
Yeah, I know. A lady had called me up, and I do have the ability that if you have a spirit in your house and you call me from that house, I can tell over the phone if you've got something in the house or not.
All right.
So she calls me up, and she said, I live alone. I'm in an apartment, she says, and something really strange is going on in my house at night. And I said, what? And she said, well, I go to bed at night, and I get up in the morning, and I make my bed, and I go to work. She says, so when I come home from work, my bedspread looks like it has tunnels, like somebody messed up the bedspread with tunnels. And I said, tunnels? She said, yeah. She says, I have a chenille bedspread, and for people that know what that is, it's a thicker material. And she says, and at night, she says, it feels like I'm being held down in my bed at night, like I can't move, like I'm being choked sometimes. Now, I could pick up energy, but I can usually tell if it's a man or a woman in what room they're standing
mm-hmm.
in, and I could not. She says, well, can you come over? I said, certainly. So I go to her house, and she says, is something here? And I said, yeah, it's in your bedroom. She said, well, I didn't remake my bed. I wanted you to see what it looked like. So I'm looking at her bed, and I'm thinking, I just couldn't even imagine what could have made this. And she said, so what is it? And I said, well, whatever it is, it's in your closet. She said, well, you can go in my closet. And I went, you know, like, do I want to go in her closet? And I opened the door, and I about lost it. There coiled on the floor was a huge boa constrictor spirit.
Oh.
And I slammed that closet door so fast, I just... like my head's itching now. It's like, I don't do worms, let alone snakes, okay? And I sat down on the bed, and I went, there's this huge spirit snake in the closet. She goes, snake? I said, did you ever have a pet snake? She said, no. And then I'm looking at this bedspread, and I'm thinking, well, yeah, if the snake was crawling around underneath it, it would make, you know, those marks. And then she goes, you mean at night when I feel something on me or on my... I says, don't even think like that. Don't go there. So she says, well, you know, you're not leaving till you get rid of it. I said, yeah, okay. Now, when I make the bright white light for a spirit to go through it, I'll find a wall, make the light, and watch, you know, the spirit walk into the light. What do I know from a snake? I don't know what they're going to do. So I'm thinking, well... So I open the door just like enough to let one eyeball look at this thing. And I made the bright white light under the snake, and he fell into it. So he was gone. She called me about 3 weeks later. She says, it took some doing, she says, but not the people that lived in the apartment before me, but the people that lived in the apartment before them had a pet boa constrictor that died.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So you think animals have spirits?
Oh, I do. My Bashan is still with me. He died 14, 15 years ago.
We've had great stories where people are in their bed, for example. Maybe their cat died. And they see the little cat paw prints, you know,
mm-hmm.
just walking across the bed.
Right.
And that is so neat.
Right. My Bashan, even if he is dead, he's still not allowed on the couch, and he'll still jump up there and knock the pillows off.
Now he probably figures you can't see him, but in your case, you probably can.
Well, I can, and he knows I can, because when I scold him, his ears will still droop a little.
What is it about animals that have been... You know, they're so innocent in their living stage.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they cross over? Do they cross over?
Loyalty, I think.
They don't want to go, do they?
No, they're going to stay with their owners, especially somebody that they're that close to. And they're going to do is just cross over when the owner dies. And I got worried because my dog died when we were living in a different house, and I thought, oh, gosh, what's he going to do? Is he going to be with us on the day we move? And I didn't see him anywhere. But about 3 weeks later, I saw him here where we're at now, so he found us somehow.
Well, you know what's so funny, too, is people will say that they see their dog, their dead dog, fleeing across the room or, you know, again, in the bedroom. But they see the animal, and they're convinced it's there.
Oh, and I think some of them really, I mean, I have no doubt that they really do see them. I did a racetrack in Chicago. Thoroughbred racetrack. I couldn't believe the amount of horse spirits that were hanging.
Must have been Arlington or Sportsman's at the
Arlington.
Time.
Yes. But it was amazing, and all kinds of spirits hanging out in a racetrack. I was really surprised.
They're still trying to make do on their bets that never made it.
Get even for not one or the other.
That's funny.